MGM's proposal would cost $800 million and focus on developing Springfield's downtown with a 25-floor, 250-room hotel, retail stores, restaurants, and an 89,000-square-foot gambling space. President of MGM Springfield and MGM Resorts Chief Marketing Officer Bill Hornbuckle told the crowd of stakeholders, elected officials, and others at the Mass Mutual Center press conference that the development work is targeted towards reviving Springfield's downtown following last year's June tornado.
So we obviously followed the path of the tornado. We understand its devastation. We then went and looked at the strategic planning and the framework the community has put together and began to understand what is it that the community would like to accomplish, how many touch points are there, how many can we reach out to, understanding what the Commonwealth is trying to accomplish by passing gaming in the first place.
MGM also announced that they have submitted a $400,000 application fee to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. That money will be used by the City of Springfield and the Commonwealth to fund the negotiation and vetting processes. Chairman and CEO of MGM Resorts, James Murren, said that by submitting the application fee early, the company is showing its commitment to helping Springfield.
We just want to be part of it. We're going to help in every way we can. We are a company that puts our money, which we work hard to earn, where our mouth is. We did that today.
MGM had previously considered a project in Brimfield, but after the conference, Murren said that MGM's decision is to be centrally located in Springfield's downtown with a key goal of transforming the area just off Interstate 91.
Here we are in downtown Springfield. We don't want to build an island someplace. We don't want to build a self-contained environment. What we're trying to do, after listening to a lot of folks, is to help revitalize a great city that could use some help.
The resort proposal also promises to preserve local architecture, improve public transportation, new parking facilities, and brand new family attractions, including a bowling alley and cinema complex. The project also promises to produce thousands of permanent jobs, indirect jobs, and at least 2,000 temporary construction jobs. President of the Springfield City Council, James Ferreira, said that as the city continues to hear from casino developers, including yesterday's presentation from Ameristar, Springfield will welcome all proposals.
Anybody who has the wherewithal of to invest $500 million to $1 billion in Springfield, we should be rolling out the red carpet and tell them, Springfield, we're open for business. It's a great city. It has a lot of potential and has a lot of opportunities for a developer or an operator to operate in.
Earlier this year, Hard Rock International dropped a planned project in Holyoke. Currently, Mohegan Sun is competing for a spot in Palmer. MGM's announcement followed Tuesday's proposal by Ameristar to build a $500 million entertainment hub in Springfield. Only one license is available from the Massachusetts Gaming Commission for Western Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.